I have to set today's gospel in order of the story. I think it helps us understand what's going on. For us in our liturgical year, it's out of order. Because today's reading happens during Holy Week within our understanding. That's what's going on. This is right in the middle of Holy Week. Jesus has just gone in and cleansed the temple. So he's made his triumphant entry. He's cleansed the temple from things in which did not represent God in a way in which Jesus knew them to be. Right? They needed the money changers because foreign money wasn't allowed to go into the temple. So they needed it. But what was going on is they were taking advantage of people. They were charging them so much money because these pilgrims that had come in, that they couldn't bring all the things that they needed to make sacrifice. They had to get it there. But those vendors were cranking up their percentage way high and taking advantage. That's what Jesus is fighting there. And so he does that, and he goes out and for a day, and during that time, he shows some of his authority by cursing the fig tree. Remember that story? Fig tree, and he cursed it, and it died. He's showing authority in doing that. It's kind of an odd thing, Jesus getting mad at a tree. But it shows authority, that he had been given authority. God authored to him this authority in which to share and teach to us. So now he's gone back to the temple. And so that's the event. So now he just done these things. He's back in the temple, and he comes in, and he begins to teach with authority. And what he's teaching them actually scares the hell out of them. Yes, I said that. It did, because what Jesus is teaching challenged all the power that the chief priests and elders had. If people believed it and followed through, they would lose everything. But who Jesus is promoting has everything to gain. So today's scripture is about authority. Who gave Jesus authority to preach these things? And it's a battle between two sets of authorities. An old understanding of authority with the chief priests and the elders, which they were good people. They were righteous in their understanding under the covenant that they knew. But they couldn't see past their power and their fear of losing it to even begin to hear what Jesus had to say. And so Jesus stood in there and got challenged, which they challenged him all the time. If they could win this battle, Jesus would have never been crucified. He would have lost his authority right then, the authority in which he always claimed came from his Father. So he's battling it out, and he wins. And he does it in a way which the listeners of the time would have been very clear in their understanding that the chief priests and the scribes were the ones that didn't get it. Jesus kind of spells it out for them. But it was those who they had pushed down would enter the kingdom first. Notice that it didn't say that the others wouldn't enter the kingdom. I just want to point that out. This isn't, we're going to the kingdom of heaven and you guys aren't. It doesn't say that. It just says, ahead of you, you're going to go into the kingdom of ahead. They're going to lose the power. They're going to lose their status. They're going to go to the end of the line where they didn't want to be. And they're going to hang their heads low. And they're going to walk in line to find the kingdom of heaven. So it's about authority. And I can't help but think about what it is that we claim as the authorities in our lives. I mean, we have a lot of influences that we hold authority, just like we have a whole lot of titles or categories. You know, if we have human, Christian, Episcopalian, American, dad, son, mother, daughter, white, black, brown, whatever your categories that we as a society has created all these categories, they have some authority and influence over you and how we respond to each other in the world. But when I look at us as a community, I have to say, because we are outward and visible sign people, what does even walking into this space say about who we give or allow the authority to take effect of us? Who influences us? You know, we're broken into sections here, right? We have this side of the rail and that side of the rail. Just because I stand over here on this side of the rail most of the time doesn't really, don't read into that, okay, that my authority is actually greater than yours, because it's not. But what this rail represents is different sections of the kingdom. If we look up there, inside the rail, which is what is actually called the sanctuary, Protestants will often say out here with where we sit is the sanctuary, but we call it the nave. But in our tradition, this is the sanctuary right up here. And so when I look up here at the sanctuary, I see outward and visible signs of things that represent the authority as we see as Christians. I see this table, which clearly represented at one time a sacrificial table that was made. And so it was that altar, which we sometimes still use that term, but we also use the term it's a holy table, because it's not a place where we're doing sacrifices anymore. It's a place where we come to the table to share in holy food. How does this holy table and the food that we as a community create, how does that have authority, and how does that affect us in our daily life? I see one symbol that overshadows them all. The Christus Rex here at St. Paul's. Not all parishes have a Christus Rex. We have a giant one at St. Paul's. That is the risen Christ. What does the risen Christ, what authority do we give the risen Christ to guide us in our daily life? We have now on this side of the rail other symbols of authority. Okay, we have the holy in that heavenly kingdom aspect inside the rail, and here we have some worldly aspect. We're out here stumbling through as a community. I mean, over here we have our banner, right? And this, it's a category. It puts us into a community, St. Paul's. Okay? We're different than Trinity. We're different than St. Catherine's. We're not better. We're different, right? We're all in this together. But that creates a category, right? We have our Episcopal flag. That's a category within Christianity, right? We're not better or worse than anybody else in the universal church, that little small c that we say we believe in, right? Within our creed. Not better, not worse. It's a category, though. And just like St. Paul's in my life actually has influence on me, because of the way in which we profess the gospel and we say that how we believe, that affects me greatly. So does the structure within the Episcopal Church. Which one has more influence over me? Well, there's no bishops in the room. I will say that there are times when St. Paul's has more influence over me than the Episcopal Church. One example being, I believe that we're all allowed to have communion. St. Paul's believes that too. We've been given the authority to do that by our bishop, but the Episcopal authority says you must be baptized. Canon, law. Those who don't follow that, like us, They're being faithful to the tradition, completely faithful to it, just like we had the chief priest being faithful there. But for me, I've got to be over here because I've got to be faithful to the authority of my life, and that's this table and that risen Christ, right? We have a symbol over here. It represents authority in our lives. All kinds of different aspects, what that represents. It means something differently to each of us, just like those that banner and that flag does over there too, what they mean to us as individuals. That's one of those things when we get into symbols like this that we can't define them. Just like we can't define our individual relationships with God because they're personal. We can't define what this flag means to people over here, nor can we define what these mean over here. It's out here on this side of the rail in this messy world that we live in. But the authority in which overshadows it all is that risen Christ. If we listed in our minds categories of what holds authority over us, that's what I want you to take with you today. What authority in your life is truly, as you reflect on that, number one? And what other authorities in your life, where do they rank? Jesus was fighting for authority. That risen Christ is fighting now. Amen.